NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Christy from Yumi Zuma, and I'm talking about Willowbank on Long Player.
Where did the name actually come from? Because it's not like there's a song in the album called Willowbank.
The name Willowbank comes from basically a story about Charlie when he was, I think he was about three or four, like pretty young. And he went to Willowbank, which is like a wildlife sanctuary sort of tourist attraction here in Christchurch. And he fell in a pond there because it was covered in that sort of green, mossy stuff. So he thought it was grass. And so I suppose that was just a memory for him that he thought that place, the name of that place, would be a good name for an album. But actually, initially, there was a song that could have been called Willowbank on the album, and we decided at the last minute to change the name. I think it was Carnation was initially called Willowbank, and the album, that was when we didn't have an album title, so we changed it from there, basically.
So what is the first one that you want to talk about?
Persephone will be my number one.
And what's Persephone about?
The lyrics of that song, like the way our lyrics work when we write them is they're always very collaborative because it's sort of the bit that we do last. So often somebody will have maybe a basis for something and then we go from there. But I think with this one, we kind of started from scratch. I think Charlie had sent me a real bass file of just like the bed of the track, basically. And I just sort of started doing like some scratch vocals in the chorus, and so just sort of mumbling things. And then when you're doing that, kind of words start to form and come out of nothing. And I think that's where I came, like, there's a line in the chorus, I never thought that I could be so wrong. And that kind of just came out of nothing, but then that was kind of what I built the rest of the lyrics around that I sort of worked on in collaboration with Charlie and Josh and Sam. Kind of this idea, like, I think the song kind of has a bit of a feeling of, like, maybe like post-relationship, you're reflecting on that kind of this feeling of being free and being single, and then also talking about being, you know, like never thought that I could be so wrong about somebody, and then you kind of realize that later. And then yes, there's definitely parts of the song where it's just like straight up disco, you know, I've arrived, I'm here on the floor, you know, climbing up the walls, like just super shameless, cheesy disco lyrics, which I think we kind of just wanted to incorporate because a lot of the other songs on the album are pretty serious, and this one was kind of a little bit more frivolous, a little bit more fun. So I think that's kind of the vibe of the song, is this like single lady kind of running around having fun.
Take my words for when we're away. I tell them.
write a whole lot of December in terms of, like, lyrically, but I, after, you know, just hearing the other guys talking about what they were writing about so many times, I feel like I know the story sort of off by heart. Like, sort of a song inspired by Christchurch. I think it was Josh that wrote a lot of the lyrics for this one. And he was sort of, like, back for the summer, hanging out in Christchurch, where he used to live. You know, not doing a whole lot. We were recording the album, but apart from that, he was sort of just mooching around in the spare time, you know, doing some nice summery New Zealand summer activities, going to the beach, and he was kind of seeing this girl for a while. And so I think there's hints of that in there, that it's kind of like this ode to the quiet, calm, optimistic feeling of a Christchurch summer, like kind of that sleepiness. Because he lives in New York, so it's like a complete contrast. That song, I mean, when we play it live, we talk about it beforehand, you know, a little bit of stage banter, and we say, you know, this is a song that we wrote about Christchurch, which is where we wrote the record, so it's kind of about Christchurch in this weird way that it's earthquake damaged and empty, but still kind of nice. Like, has its perks, has its nice points.
Told you straight from the heart, you can't rely on my part. I saw your sister last weekend, and I thought about it, but I sounded too shy. The provocation, I fell hard on your floor. Then we spent the night while your parents were gone. Got hold the night, but I can't deny.
Started out as a sort of a very different song.
I think the original song for it was Vegan Hip Hop or something like that, like one of Josh's crazy working titles. It definitely didn't have such a, like, it has a very somber tone. Kind of has this insane, like, shoegaze guitar that happens later on in the song. It's very dramatic. There are a lot of lines about, like, death and, like, the main line in the chorus is, I think I need you, I think I'll need you when I die, which is a classic Charlie Ryder lyric. He loves to write about dramatic things like death. So I think that song, yeah, it's kind of about confronting death, yet that sense of drama and everything that comes along with it.
I walk around for 1.5 hours, my thinking's clear at night. In all the worlds I think I hear you, soothing all the time. I've been let off of work today, but all my plans are flakes. You're scared.
This is sort of one of those ones where we each had such a part in writing the lyrics that the meaning becomes kind of vague. I really love the line in it, Danny's got a vision, sort of just a classic, you know, chuck someone's name in there. Danny's note, like, we don't know any Danny's, you know. It definitely has some of Josh's influence where there's things that are sort of failing, like failing relationships and sort of wanting to be with someone and that won't work and trying to make it work and being away on tour. Like, there's a line in this song just about being like, it's a long day and I can't be near you, you know, that feeling of being a touring musician and the people that you might be trying to have relationships with, it might not be working so well. It's kind of that tension and anxiety of maybe like a new relationship or a relationship that's kind of strange.
All you ever wanted
Songs that are mediocre or like they're fine but they're nothing amazing, and we kind of like we'll do something to rejuvenate it somehow, like Josh will just take the check and just try something completely different with it. So for this song, I think the demo was like half time of what this is. Like it was kind of slow, it was a little bit groovy thing, and then Josh put it in double time and it just turned into this insane kind of like anxious 80s like fast Bruce Springsteen-esque version of the song, like completely transformed it, like made it one of my favorites.
She's meeting no one at a motel, time for waiting in the dark is a time to make hell, laying on the sad side, I wouldn't bother to call. We'll be right back.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.